We'd have started probably in about 85, 86. So quite early on, decided that there was quite an interest. And I think a lot of it had come out of the monthly meetings, where the desire to learn came through really strongly. And so we'd have started in a very, you know, in a very small way, just, you know, maybe doing two or three January to May, and then two or three September, October, November. And there's an interesting evolution with the courses. In the early days, if you went on a women in publishing course, you were being very daring. You were kind of going off and getting yourself trained, you know, you were, because it was considered to be this feminist women's group. Who do they think they are? You know, there was a lot of that around when we first got started. Quite a lot of resistance. You know, why are you going to that? And people would leave work and just quietly leave work. They wouldn't go, I'm going to the meeting, anybody coming? It was, I'm off, I'm going out for the evening. And then there was a point at which some people started to say, do you know what, I think my employer ought to pay for this. And OUP, I have to say, OUP led the way. There's somebody called Sue Johnson, who was the training officer at Oxford University Press. And I talked her into doing a course on speaking with confidence. And that was a sea change because she got behind us. And so I then said to her, look, would OUP be prepared to pay for people to come on these courses? And because she'd seen how serious people were, made her think, ah, actually, this is interesting. And so she started to pay for people. The ones that were more difficult, that we always had the fight with, were the ones that were more personal development, like the leadership and delegation or personal effectiveness, aka assertiveness. They were more difficult courses to get people to pay for. But that was seen as sort of, well, why would you want to pay for your women to do leadership and delegation, for God's sake? They're not going to be in that position. No, they'll never use it. I mean, the only way we could get the personal effectiveness to be paid for is that when we advertised it, we called it personal effectiveness, improving managerial performance. And snuck it under the radar. That was the way that we got round the problem of the fact that we were teaching them assertiveness.